Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Australia, we hear from Sister Joan Buckery of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is out preaching parish missions on Australia's Gold Coast. Her preaching today is entitled Luke's Reversals.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who used to dress in purple and fine linen and feast magnificently every day. And at his gate there lay a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to fill himself with the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even came and licked his sores. Now the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long way off, with Lazarus in his bosom. So he cried out, 'Father Abraham, pity me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' 'My son,' Abraham replied, 'remember that during your life, good things came your way, just as bad things came the way of Lazarus. Now he is being comforted here while you are in agony. But that is not all. Between us and you, a great gulf has been fixed to stop anyone, if he wanted to, crossing from our side to yours, and to stop any crossing from your side to ours.' The rich man replied, 'Father, I beg you then to send Lazarus to my father's house, since I have five brothers, to give them warning so that they do not come to this place of torment too. They have Moses and the prophets,' said Abraham. 'Let them listen to them.' 'Ah, no, Father Abraham,' said the rich man, 'but if someone comes to them from the dead, they will repent.' Then Abraham said to him, 'If they will not listen either to Moses or to the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, we see a view of reality that is contrary to our culture. Up is down, and down is up. In the Magnificat, for instance, we hear that those who are powerful shall be brought low, and those who are lowly shall be raised up. In the Beatitudes, in Luke's Gospel, Luke says that the hungry will have their fill, but alas for those who have their fill now. Poor, they shall go hungry. Then, in today's parable-like story, the rich man is brought down and the poor man is raised up to be with Abraham. How difficult it is for all of us to pay attention to these reversals and allow them to form our moral sensibilities. The rich man is not a criminal. No, he is simply looking the other way. By the same token, the poor man sitting at the door is not being extolled for virtue. No, he is simply enduring the crushing weight of grinding poverty. St. Luke is the gospel of the poor. Blessed are the poor. In Jesus' day, there was the mistaken notion that those who were wealthy were considered blessed by God. Perhaps this error in thinking is still true today. Hence, we know of people who flock to hear prosperity preachers who say that if we just turn our lives over to Jesus Christ, we can expect to become very economically wealthy. This is not the message of Jesus. The trouble with this gospel is that for ages, the imagery has been interpreted to inaccurately describe the destinations of the afterlife, where there is a fiery hell down somewhere, and a place of being held in the arms of Abraham up somewhere. To get caught in the strong language of the parable in this way is to miss the uncomfortable mandate we all have to recognize an attempt to ease the suffering of all the Lazaruses who sit at our doorstep. Our current culture in America, but across the globe, encourages us to stay isolated from Lazarus, comfortable in our wealth, justifying our inaction in any way possible. And so we see on our TV victims of climate volatility, and yet we continue to deny climate change. We hear bigoted and racist rhetoric and excuse those who fan these flames of hate. We ignore all the clear signs of injustice in our criminal justice system. We vote with our wallets, even in the face of statistics showing that the institutionalization of our economics is designed to lock masses of people into desperate, grinding poverty. Yes, we too look the other way. I am guilty of all of this, and so are you. Can we hear the gospel message today? Will it move us out of our passivity and comfort to take action? It will only happen if we desire to be followers of Jesus, which means that we are called to sacrifice and conversion. May the grace of the Holy Spirit fill our hearts and minds with this gift. Thank you.